Hi, this is Brian with Kingdom 2 Connect, extending a warm welcome to those listening today. I'm glad you're here. So this morning, I'd like to share with you from 1 John 4:16 through 18. As I was sitting in my reading chair with my little pup, Lulu, we were all snuggled in with the space heater on, and I was just reading some scripture like I often do. And when I'm reading scripture, you know, I may sit down with the idea of going through an entire chapter or something, but I also try to be sensitive to what the Lord may be saying or how He might be prompting me. And oftentimes, what He does as I'm reading is I'll read a certain passage and it will really jump out at me. And I just feel the need to hang out in that passage for a while and just let the Lord speak and just listen. And when I do that, when I'm sensitive to do that, instead of pushing on toward the end of the chapter or the end of what I was planning on reading, then He always reveals some wonderful things that really wind up blessing me and helping me. So there's a lot packed into these few verses. And I'd just like to take a few minutes and start off with just the truth and understanding that God is love. And as verse 16 says, the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. So, in thinking on that God is love, what also comes to me is that not only is He love, but He is our life. He is our light in the darkness. He is the way. He is the truth. There is so many attributes and so much life. All life is in God. He is the source. We can do all things immeasurably, abundantly beyond all that we could imagine, according to the power, His life, His nature, that is at work in us. That's Ephesians 3:20. So there is a lot wrapped up in God and not just love. But let's think about this a little further. If God is love, what does that even mean? God is love. Well, that goes back to the word agape. And the whole idea behind agape love is preference, to give preference to. So we might ask, well, what does God prefer? What is His preference? There are also other attributes when I think about love, such as affection, showing affection for one another, embracing one another. And I'm not just talking a physical embrace, but in our thoughts and in the way that we look at one another, in the tone that we use, in how we engage with each other, just thinking and acting fondly towards each other. I also think of love as an idea or way of influencing in an uplifting and godly way. So in that way, we show love. And so in all of these things, this is what God is about. So God is love in those ways. So then we move into the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. So now we are looking at what does abide actually mean? Because that's a pretty big word to me. Abide really means not to depart, continuing to be present. That's a big one. Let's just stop and think about that for a minute. Not to depart, continue to be present. In this day and age with smartphones and all of the noise and things going on, I struggle with continuing to be present. And we're not just talking physically present. We're talking about being present with one another, fully engaged, interested in what the other person is saying, making eye contact, looking within that other person, and really desiring to know what is going on in them, what is coming out of them, what are they trying to communicate, to be present. And then not just to be present for 10 seconds until we can get our own word in, but to just be good listeners. And also, abide has the idea of maintaining unbroken fellowship. So when we get into the flow of life as far as interacting with one another, it's instead of always being ready or looking for a way to jump in, or maybe you're in conversation with someone and you're basically just waiting for them to be quiet so that you can say what you want to say, that is not what I would describe as a good flow. I would not describe that as being present, as maintaining unbroken fellowship. When I think of unbroken fellowship, there is a nice, comfortable flow to that. I mean, someone else is talking and you are really engaged and genuinely from your heart, in your nature, you are interested and engaged in what they have to say. And when they say their piece, they need to be sensitive as well at some point to let their discourse come to its natural conclusion and then allow you to engage and to share. So there is a natural flow. So it's learning to become aware of, well, what is a good natural flow of conversation? And again, all of this as believers is Holy Spirit led. We learn these things as we abide in Him, as we understand that God is love, what that looks like, and how that actually plays out in our life every day. The other idea after unbroken fellowship is abiding is we are under the influence. So as believers, we're under the influence of the Holy Spirit. So abiding, not to depart, continuing to be present, maintaining an unbroken fellowship, staying in that flow with one another, and just let the Lord lead in both speaking and listening. And then we are under this constant influence of the Holy Spirit. So that is abiding. It's pretty intense. It's not just checking in and checking out and leaving God next to the side of the road for a few days and checking back in when we're ready for or to ask Him to bless us in one way or another. That's not abiding in Him. That's not the abiding life. This is a lifestyle. Walking with our Father, with the Lord, knowing that He is love, that He is light and life, that He is the way and the truth, that He is all these things in us. He wants to influence us, and He wants us to continue to be present with one another and with Him. And as we do that, we are abiding in love, we are abiding in Him, we are abiding with one another. It's this whole beautiful flow of process. So there's a lot in this, and over the coming days, Lord willing, I'd like to unpack this a little bit more, but give thought to everything that I've laid out there today, and I hope you've enjoyed it. And on that note, I'm looking forward to covering those other two verses. I'm going to sign off encouraging you to seek Him like a hidden treasure. I love that. So that you may rejoice and delight in Him. Stay alert and sober-minded. Until next time.